and pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports booster.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Hey, with that, we bid you good evening and welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school hoops tonight. It's the Northeast Kansas League. It is, for one of these teams, the final game of the regular season. For another of these teams, almost the end of the road, as there'll be one more for them next week. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. The PA guy, he's introducing the starters for this girls' game, the first of two tonight. Guys, coming up next, let's bring you the starters for the ladies' game. First of all, for the visitors from Jefferson County North, under head coach Steve Noel, his assistant coach Rich Jobbins. Lady Chargers coming into the game at 7-11 on the season, 5-6 in the conference. Going to be starting Gwen Blattner, Karina Johnson, Carly Porter, all sophomores. The freshman Lucy Noel, and the elder statesman, a junior, Riley Thompson. For ACCA Johnson, head coach Andrew Eckert. They are going to start the seniors tonight. We're going to come back. We'll introduce them, and we will give you a little more insight into the game. Then the tip-off as high school basketball coming up here on Care Radio.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Hey, welcome Effingham, Kansas, the Soundmasters, under the direction of Amy Eckert. Fantastic rendition of the national anthem. That's what they always do. They're so, so good. Well done there. And now look at the starters for ACCHS. We mentioned head coach Andrew Eckert, his assistant Tori Mason. They're going to be starting, well, it's senior night. What are you going to do? You start seniors. Rebecca Kamplinger, Mackenzie Scholes, Corey Wagner, Kinsey Bowerly, and Gracie Kimmy. Going to be the starting five, and with that, the ball goes up the tip of the way. Lady Chargers will control it down. We are underway. Jefferson County North going to go from right to left in this opening quarter, and a quick pass to the left block, and a shot. It's going to be up and good. Riley Thompson hits the bucket. It is 2-0. JCN with the early lead on the first possession of the game. Tigers fighting to get the ball into the forecourt. Little full court pressure applied by the Lady Chargers. ACCHS. Of course, it's the home white with orange and black for JCN. It is that, oh gosh, let's call it Michigan State green. How about that? With gold and white lettering and trim. Tigers will work the ball around to the right side and going to have Corey Wagner take it into the corner, brings it back off on top, gets it to Kamplinger. They work around the perimeter. Here's a three ball. Up and good! Quick shot is going to be up and into the first bucket of the game for the Lady Tigers. Belongs to Corey Wagner. It is 3-2 Atchison County. We're a minute into the game, and the up-court pass for JCN is going to get away and go out of bounds. We mentioned ACCHS at 9-10, 6-6 in the conference, and talking to Coach Andrew Ecker before the game, Lady Tigers have locked up the 8th spot in the region. What does that mean? That means a home game in the first round of the postseason for them. So they're not certain against whom that game will be. Probably it'll be Hiawatha or Riverside, depending on the outcome of other games tonight. Now the JCN Lady Chargers are going to come up with a steal, dump it over to the right side to step inside, running shot off the wood of too strong, but a foul. The whistle, and let's see against whom. There were a couple of players in the vicinity. The foul is going to be on Mackenzie Scholes. It'll be her first. 6:24 to go in the opening quarter. The free throw airborne. We're tied at 3. Gwen Blattner knocks down her first free throw. She's going to have one more coming up here. Eyes it, sends it, rims out, no good. Rebound, tipped again. It's loose on the floor and picked up in the backcourt by Atchison County. Gracie Kimmy coming up with a basketball, and here come the Lady Tigers as we're tied at 3. About 2 minutes into the game. For Jefferson County North, it will be a road trip in the first game of the postseason. Here's a driving shot in the lane, and we're going to get a Charger foul. Again, taking the ball right to the rack. It's going to be Corey Wagner, and she has a big smile as she hits for the free throw line, having been fouled by Karina. So Karina Johnson picking up her first and the team's first foul. Crowd gets quiet. Free throws up. It's in. Tigers are back in front. Corey Wagner picking up her fourth point. She's got all the Tigers scoring so far. Tell you what, you know how packed this gym is? Well, as full as you think it is, it's more full than that. This place is jammed. Second free throw won't go in. So it is 4-3 Atchison County. Inside 6 to go in the opening quarter. Chargers have the ball over in the corner, and they're going to get a pass away. It's going to be tied up. Possession, ACCHS. Here's the deal. It's a lot of things here tonight. There are a lot of things coming together this evening to bring all of these people. Conference game, you bet. A couple of close teams geographically, absolutely, with great history. Add to that the final game of the season for the Tigers. So here at home, it will be senior night. So you got a lot of extra family and grand folks and stuff. Here's a three shot. Nope, no good. Rebound to go down, JCN. And then the Tigers are going to put a cherry on top of that sundae by recognizing the 1995 championship team. So a 30-year anniversary of the 94 and 95 championship teams, and a little extra fanfare. Those folks are all going to be recognized at the break between the games. We get a whistle, we get a little foul, and it's going to be on Atchison County. It'll go on Corey Wagner. It'll be her first team foul, too. 5:16 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison County with the lead in this girls' game at 4-3. with a long way to go. JCN bringing it up. We're going to get to zone. Here's a long two. Shot up. No. Kinsey Bowerly will come down with the basketball. Kinsey has had a fantastic career here at ACCHS, over the 1,000-point mark in her career. And as the pass goes to the free throw line, we're going to get a reach-in foul, and it's going to be, I think, on Riley. Yeah, Riley Thompson's first. So team fouls are going to be even up but two apiece. We're just inside 5 minutes ago in this opening quarter. The ball comes in. Lady Tigers in the lane, twisting, turning. Shot is up, deflected. Rebound to go back down is going to be Jefferson County North. Thompson coming down with the basketball and gets it over now to Taylor Schrick, who's checked into the game for Coach Knoll. Here's her shot off the window. Won't go. Bowerly fights her way for the rebound and clears it away. Back up the floor with it will come Kinsey, and ACCHS is back on offense. Lady Tigers getting set to make their first substitution as Bowerly's shot goes up, and we are going to have a turnover. No foul, but it's going to be a turnover by Atchison County, and Lady Tigers are going to bring another senior in. Now, how do you say Kaylee's last name? Just Foot? Okay, no E. We don't pronounce the E at the end. Okay, well, you got it. Kaylee Foot has come into the game for Atchison County. The shot up, JCN, no good. Here comes ACCHS. So not a lot of scoring. It's a 4-3 ball game. We're at midpoint of the opening quarter. Here's Bowerly. She'll launch a three and knock it down. How about that? The first bucket of the ball game belongs to her. For her is a three. Kinsey Bowerly is on the board. It is now 7-3 Atchison County. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Little jump shot. JCN, no offensive rebound in the lane. Stripped away. Bowerly's going to pull it back down. Tigers will run. Kinsey will bring it across at the top, brings it up the floor herself, long pass over to the left edge. Tigers baseline three is up and off the rim, no good. Rebounding back down is going to be JCN. Ava Spear is also in the game now for Coach Eckert and the Lady Tigers. Chargers on offense, the feed into the lane, and the nice shot is up and it won't go, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Jefferson County North. In the guys game coming up after this one, and it is a packed house. How do you know it's packed? Well, besides the fact that there are no seats available, they have run out of programs here tonight. That's how many people are showing up. Here's a running one-handed shot up and good for Karina. So Johnson will have her first points of the game, and JCN is back to within a bucket. It's 7-5 Tigers. 3 minutes to go in the first. Atchison County into the forward court. Corey will go all the way to the corner and then dribble it back out on top. They don't pin her there. She steps to the right side of the lane following a screen, and as her shot goes up, it's going to be waved away by Myron. And we will, prior to the shot, have a foul by Gwen Blattner. So Gwen picking up her first foul, and it'll be team foul three by Jeff North. We're inside three to go in quarter one. Full court pressure by Atchison County is going to get it in. Works it over to the baseline left, driving across, going into the lane, cutting down the right side, underhand scoop shot, it's up and good. Corey Wagner having a huge start to the ball game. She's got six. It is 9-5, Atchison County. Chargers back down court, cutting into the lane, the 14-footer off the back of the rim, no rebound, fought for. Chargers are going to bring it down from the top, set shot three, hits the back of the rim again, and the long rebound, going to be out of play. It will be Lady Charger basketball. Going out of bounds across the way right in front of the Tiger Pep Band over there. Across the way, lots of orange and black. On the near side, lots of green. Both teams have a great fan base and are all well represented here tonight. Chargers with the basketball down four. JCN will go to the left side, feet into the lane. We're leaning back. The shot is going to go up and good for Taylor. And having come into the ballgame, it'll be her first point. 9-7. Lady Tigers continue to lead. JCN not letting that lead get too big. The upcourt pass will be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. No, they're going to say it was not touched and just get that way from ACCHS, and JCN will be bringing it in. Into the game now for Atchison County. We're going to get Elias Rigaru. Inside 2 minutes to go in quarter number one. JCN with the basketball down two. Out on top, it's going to be Taylor. Wagner picks her up on the player defense. Little drive to the baseline right, going into the corner, dribbled it back off on top, gets it there to Gwynn. Blattner will work it around to the left side. Now the pass into the middle, kind of threads the needle, goes to the right side. The shot is up, too strong. Fowley's going to rebound it down. Here comes Atchison County. Up the floor to basketball, it's Ava. Spear will launch it underneath the rim. The shot, yes! The back by Gracie Kimmy. Makes it 11-7. Lady Tigers here at home in front. 75 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Girls High School basketball this evening here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. The dip to the right, the long two is going to be up and short. Bowerly with another rebound and trying to steal it away. It's going to be a foul by Taylor Schrick. So Taylor picking up her first foul. It'll be JCN team foul four. The Tigers have committed only two. Quinn Blattner coming back into the game. Lucy Knoll comes back in, and also into the lineup is going to be Holly Kosanke. Up the floor with it. In the last minute of the opening quarter comes Atchison County. They have led almost the entire game. JCN hit the first bucket early. Now JCN coming up with a steal. The cross-court pass is stolen. Drive it down the floor, bringing it back on top. Long two-point shot. No. Offensive rebound underneath. Chargers in traffic. Able to save it? Yes. Deep in the corner. Half a minute to go in the first. From the top. It's for three. Got it. It rattled home for Carly Porter. And it is now a one-point game, 11-10. Atchison County going to get the final opportunity here in the opening quarter. 11 seconds now, 10. Driving to the baseline, left going in, going up. It hangs on the front lip of the rim and it won't go down. Now maybe the Chargers with an opportunity. Into the forecourt with four. Lobbing it in the middle with three. The shot is a buzzer off the rim. Won't go down. And we have come to the end of the opening quarter. It's been fun. It's been close. And we're going to get a break. Going to the second quarter in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS Lady Tigers 11. JCN 10.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. Good to have you along with us on a Friday night in late, late February. 22 degrees as I got out of the vehicle here at the high school in Effingham, and felt like July. It was fantastic. A lot better than that minus whatever it was when Brian and I were on the air early this morning on the morning show. It is summery out there. All of the possession awards it to JC, and we're underway in the second quarter, and a quick shot is up no good, and Bowerly with another rebound. Kinsey well on her way to a double-double here this evening. And here comes Atchison County. They lead by one. 7.5 to go in the opening half. We'll skip pass over to the left side. That's going to be Ava with it. Spear holds the ball kind of behind her a little bit. Now drives it on top. Nearly got both hands on it. Apparently does not. Goes down to the right side. Pinned down to the baseline. Twisting, turning, trying to get rid of it. Feeds it way beneath the rim. They'll have to dribble it off on top. And there's going to be a foul. Fisher comes over to let us know that for JCN, it'll be Carly Porter picking up her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team, coming to 7:20 to play in the half. Tigers at the baseline. Look it in, nowhere in the middle, so they'll bring it back out on top, kick it down low to Corey. She'll dribble above the three-point ring from left to right, around to the right side again to Ava Spear. Looking in the middle, no room, back out on top, it'll go to Wagner. She'll look for the screen, kicks it over to the right side. Back to Ava, back over to the left side. Tigers being really patient. They want Bowerly. They'll get it to her, and her shot blocked. And there's going to be a foul, and Bowerly coming to the line for two shots. The official comes up and says it is going to be the second foul of the ball game for Riley Thompson. It is also the second foul of the second quarter for JCN. Powerly's free throw right in there. Kenzie collects her fourth point of the ball game. ACCHS is led right now by Corey Wagner. Six opening quarter points. Kinsey's second free throw rattles in as well. Bowerly has five. It is 13-10. ACCHS at home here on Senior Day with a lead. 6:45 to go in the opening half. Stepping inside the circle, Schrick pulls up the jump shot, rims out. Rebound, battle for, and rolling run is going to be taken away. Corey Wagner coming up with a basketball. Here come the Tigers, racing into the forecourt in front of the JCN bench. Corey will change hands, go to the left hand, and dribble it out to the left side, keeping the ball as far away from Carly Porter as she could. And then Porter reaches in, bats it away. Karina's going to pick it up. Johnson will bring it into the forecourt, bounce pass over to the left side. Jumps it over there to Lucy. Baseline shot. Nope. Rebound. Tigers carry it away again. For JCN, not a lot of offensive boards. Tigers have been dominant on the rebounding column. And we are 6 minutes to go in the half. Way out on top is going to be Wagner over to Bowerly. She'll go left side of the lane from 13. Knocks it down. Kinsey Bowerly. Now she's got seven. And it's 15-10 Atchison County at 5:50 to go in the half. JCN has not yet scored in the second quarter. Taylor Schrick for a baseline three. Nope. Rebound underneath. Tigers are going to rip it away. Coming up with it for ACCHS is going to be Addison Crockett. We have seen Coach Ecker use a lot of players. That ball is going to be stolen away. Taylor driving down, going left side of the rim, goes in, goes up, too strong in the offensive board. Is there a travel? It's going to say falling away. We're going to count that bucket, and we're going to get a JCN timeout. Timeout of the court, 5:19 to go in the first half. It is ACCHS 15, and they're not going to count that bucket. ACCHS 15, JCN still 10.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Come back to Effingham, Kansas. Let me correct that score. That bucket did count. They did not call a travel. It was a little slow back getting up on the board. Now the ball is going to be stolen. 15-12. Lucy goes coast to coast. Up and good. Back-to-back scorers by Jeff North. First bucket of the ball game for Lucy Nolan. Suddenly it's 15-14. The Tiger lead trimmed to one. 4 minutes and 50 to go in the first half. Atchison County way out wide to the left side. Mackenzie Scholes looks into the middle, kicks it over to Wagner, and she gets run into, and that was a foul by Taylor Schrick. She kind of bounces out there knowing that she made an error getting in there and making that contact. But she does still stay in the game. ACCHS will bring it in, and the feed will go underneath, looking for Bowerly, and the pass is going to be deflected, knocked out of bounds off Jeff North. Getting a hand on it down there is going to be Lucy Knowles, so she will have touched it last. Corey brings it in. Kinsey puts it up, puts it in. Bowerly with two more. She's got six in the quarter, nine in the ball game, 17-14 Tigers. 4.5 to go, opening half. ACCHS mixing up the defense a little bit, go back to a zone. Lucy will go to the left side, have it stripped out of her hands. It's going to pick them up and go by Corey Wagner. Tigers into the forecourt. Corey glides down the right side again in front of the Charger bench, down back and into the free throw line, lobs it down low, gets it, and it's going to be just off the fingertips down there of the Tigers, Addison Crockett. Chargers will bring it back up the floor. We are going to see Taylor Schrick check out for JCN. Both coaches have really used their bench well tonight. I mean, they have incorporated a lot of players. ACCHS has used 9 already. JC has had 8 different players in the game at one point. Inside 4 minutes to go in the half. Jeff North brings it in from their baseline. Out on top, it'll go Lucy. Pulls up, 14 short. Rebound, slap back into play. Chargers are going to slap it in, but the Tigers are going to recover it. Here comes Atchison County. Girls high school basketball, they lob it underneath to Bowerly. The shot, no. Rebound, slap down on top. Saved by Crockett. The Tigers are going to keep it alive. Northeast Kansas League High School girls basketball with a guys game still coming up. We're happy that you've joined us here on Care Radio. And now as she drives to the baseline, the ball is going to get away and go off the ankle for Ava, and it will belong to Jeff North. JCN, and it's Lucy bringing it up the floor. Dumps it back off behind her. Karina kicks it back to Lucy, skips it across the free throw line over to the left side where it's going to be handled down there by the Chargers, and the shot goes up underneath. Whistle, foul, free throw's coming up. We've got a Tiger player a little shaken up out of the floor. Going to be the second foul of the ball game for Mackenzie Scholes. And coming to the line for Jeff North will be Gwen Blattner. Gwen's got 1 point on 1 of 2 at the free throw line in the opening quarter. This one will not go in. Gracie Kimmy going to check back into the ball game. Addison Crockett, looks like she got a bump below the right eye. They're going to give her a quick look at that. Second free throw rims out, no good either. And it'll be Tiger basketball as they rebound it down. 3 minutes ago in the opening half, 17-14. ACCHS here at home. They have the ball. They have the lead. Tigers will go over wide to the left side. Back out on top, McKenzie. Here's Corey. She's having a huge game. Goes baseline underneath the rim. Kicks it across. And the assist for the bucket for Kenzie Bowerly. So give Corey the assist. Give Kenzie another bucket. And a 5-point lead for Atchison County. 2.5 to go in the half. 8 points in the quarter, 11 in the game now for Kinsey. Here's JC in with the basketball. They'll cut left. Dish outside. 3 point. No. Rebound. Bowerly with another board. And once again, we're going to get ACCHS now to walk it up the floors. Lady Chargers race down court and set up their defense. 2 minutes of play in a rapidly moving opening half. Bowerly attacks the bucket, goes to the block, puts a shot on his way that won't go down. Rebound is going to be swept away, and JC and coming up with a basketball, it's going to be Emma Marie Hernandez. Chargers dump it back over to the right wing. Long cross-court pass beyond the free throw line. The shot up, hits the front of the rim. No rebound. Tipped again. Out of bounds. Tiger basketball. JCN able to get a hand on it, but not able to secure the ball. And end up having touched it last. With a minute 46 to go in the first half, here comes ACCHS. They've got the ball. They've got their largest lead of the game as they are up 5. At the free throw line is going to be Bowerly. A little give and go underneath, and the ball is going to be lost off the fingertips of Corey Wagner. Goes out of bounds down to the baseline. Chargers are going to get it back in. You can see what ACCHS is doing, has been doing, and they're feeding the ball into the middle. Whether it's an over-the-top long pass inside to Bowerly, or that time as Bowerly had the ball and she hit Corey Wagner on a cutter down the lane. Here's a feed inside, 13-footer, no. Rebound is on the floor, and Bowerly clears away another one. And as she comes down with a JC and tries to steal it back into the process, there's going to be a foul called on Holly. So Holly Kosanke will have her first foul. Here comes ACCHS. We're down to a minute 13 to go. Opening half has gone briskly here tonight in Effingham. Tigers will walk it up. A long cross-court pass. Ava. Spear way out about the three-point ring. Now goes into the lane. The ball is going to be kicked. It's going to go out of bounds. Who touched it last? The official down to the baseline says it is Charger basketball. 1 minute to go in the half. Here comes Lucy Nolan. She brings it up across the center. Not cut to the left. Pulls it up just inside the ring. Dumps it over to the right side. Gets it there to Karina. Karina's car. Score pass stolen. Stepping in front of it is Bowerly. She'll pick it off on in mid-flight and bring it back up the floor. Dumping it over to the left side. 14-foot runner is up and short. Rebound saved down to the baseline. Here comes Jefferson County North. Lady Chargers raise up the floor. Hernandez will feed over to the left side. The shot up off the window. Bounces twice and goes in. That's Carly Porter with seven. 19-16. No, not the year I was born. That's the score. It's Tigers with the lead. And they're going to get the last shot of the opening half. Well, no, they're going to skip it over to the right side. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Now the Chargers, they've got a chance to maybe tie this game up before halftime, trailing by three. 11 seconds left, plenty of time to get a good shot away. Here comes Lucy. She'll go for the long two. Won't drop. Rebound. Tigers are going to save it. And a half-court shot with 4 seconds left is going to roll and roll and go out of bounds as the time expires. It's halftime in Effingham. We'll be back to summarize the opening half of the girls' game as the teams go off the floor. It's ACCHS 19, Jefferson County North 16.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Atchison invites you to the first annual Community Health Walk, Sunday, March 2nd from 2 to 3 at the Atchison Family YMCA Cray Community Center. This is a free event and all are welcome. Enjoy a 30-minute indoor walk, heart health tips, fun activities, snacks, and free swag for all attendees. Bring your completed Heart Month Challenge fitness log to be eligible to win great prizes from local businesses. Come out, connect with your neighbors, and put your heart health first. For more information, visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-360-5554.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Well, the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. It will be high school basketball guys' side coming up after this one as our hoops doubleheader continues on a Friday night. But right now, intermission of the girls' game, and let's recap the opening half scoring. First of all, for the visitors from JCN, Carly Porter leads the way with seven. Two each, Karina Johnson and Riley Thompson and Lucy Noel and Taylor Schrick and Gwen Blattner with one. For Atchison County, what a game by Kinsey Bowerly. In fact, in the second quarter, she had all of the points. ACCHS scored eight in the second quarter for her. She has 11 in the game, and well, there's Nolan with a half-court shot that won't quite go in. So 11 for Bowerly at halftime. Corey Wagner with six, and Gracie Kimmy has the other two Tiger points. Fouls? No big deal, really. ACCHS has Mackenzie Scholes with two. Here's another half quarter. Well, not quite going to go in either. So only one player for ACCHS with two fouls for JCN. Riley Thompson, Taylor Schrick, each with two. No one else with more than one. Stick around. Again, second half of the ladies game coming up, and then it'll be the boys game. But right now, with the halftime score, Lady Tigers 19, Lady Chargers 16. We're taking it back to Joseph. He's in the Camp Radio Sports Studio with a beautiful Friday halftime.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games, at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're going to be returning to high school basketball and out at the Effingham Gym as JCN is on the road visiting Effingham. We'll be back to that game in just a moment. Right now, taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, we're sitting at games on this Saturday. We'll be playing this Saturday at high noon, taking on Grandview with the girls game. That game will be, or women's game at Benedictine. That will be at high noon with the Grandview game. Again, that is a change in the schedule. 2 p.m. will be the men taking to the court, taking on Grandview as they visit Benedictine. This is the last regularly scheduled game of the year. We do have a women's game on Tuesday night. It will be announced after who we will be taking on Tuesday night. It looks like it's going to be either Baker or Missouri Valley. And these will be in the Hart postseason tournament quarterfinals. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, I've got a few scores to report. In the Horton-Sabetha game at the half, it is Horton 27, Sabetha 14. At the half in the Silver Lake-St. Mary's game, Silver Lake is on top with the Silver Lake ladies at 30 points to St. Mary's 23. With 1 minute and 21 seconds left in the Jackson Heights versus Valley Falls game, it is currently Jackson Heights 27 to Valley Falls 16 in the girls' contest. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Low sits down to about 8 above tonight under mainly clear skies. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 37 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Ample sunshine and dry Sunday. Clouds on the increase by Monday. Upper 40s Sunday. Upper 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 19 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 11 out there with the winds out of the south at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity 56%. The dew point 6 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure, it's falling at 30.53 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. And as we return, the Tigers put the ball in play, goes straight in. We get a bucket, we get a foul, and Corey Wagner hits a free throw right there, completing a three-point play to begin the second half. Welcome back to Effingham. It is now 22-16, Lady Tigers in front. Just moments in, now the Tigers with another steal. Coast-to-coast driving shot, Bowerly for two. And ACCHS has exploded for 5 points in the first 30 seconds of the second half. Jump shot, good by Lucy Knoll on the other end, and the offenses have come out firing. Out of the locker room, 24-18, 7:17 to go, still in the third quarter. We've had a ton of points during the first minute. Welcome back to this NEKL game. The feed to Bowerly. She will turn, square up, shot no good. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be JCN basketball. Carly Porter is going to step out and right back in is going to come Taylor Schrick for the Lady Chargers. And Lucy Noel brings it up. Skip pass over to Taylor. She's deep in the right corner. Bounce pass between two defenders. The ball is loose on the floor. It's going to be picked back up by JC. And that was good hustle underneath. The long two for Lucy. Give her two more. 24-20. Lucy Noel knocking down a quick 4 points here in this quarter, giving her six in the game. Tigers will slide down the right side around the 28-foot mark over there. It's going to be Corey Wagner. She'll feed underneath again for Bowerly. This time her shot from beneath is going to go up, hit the bottom of the rim. It's no good. Rebounding her back down. It's going to be Lucy. Skip pass over to the left side, down to the baseline. JC will bring it out on top. Lucy will go for another three. That one won't go. And a rebound is going to be tipped out, tipped around, go out of bounds. It'll be JC in basketball. Off the fingertips of Mackenzie Scholes down beneath the rim. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Senior day here in Effingham. Chase Cena bring it over to Schrick. Taylor lobs it to the corner. I thought Karina was going to take that shot, but doesn't. But Lucy will take hers, and it kicks out. Rebound, Ava Spear. Ava, perhaps the smallest player on the floor, but in the right spot, comes down with that good rebound, and Tigers are back up four with it. Inside six to go in the third. 24-20, Atchison County. Again, ACCHS still deciding, well, it's not like they're deciding, still waiting to find out when the decision is made against whom and where they will be playing in the first round. Well, they'll be playing at home, I guess, in the first round. But against whom, they are uncertain now. Driving down the floor, Chase Keene is going to be fouled in. Is it going to be called a shooter? It is. The foul is going to be on Kinsey Bowerly. It will be her first foul of the game. It'll be the Tigers' first of the third quarter. So team fouls are going to be evened up at one apiece. JC at the free throw line. The shot won't go in for Karina. Chargers struggling a little bit at the free throw line. They are now, what, 1 of 5? One more shot for Karina. That one is in. Her third point of the game makes it 24-21 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. And as the ball gets into the forecourt, Coach Andrew Eckert of the Lady Tigers is going to take a timeout. We're going to take it along with him. Timeout of the court, 5:26 to go in the third. Atchison County 24, Jeff North 21.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, let's see what Coach Eckert has drawn up for his team coming out of the timeout. The ball will be, and nobody's wanting to put the ball in play. There we go. The Tigers are finally going to send Mackenzie Scholes over there around the 28-foot mark, right in front of the student cheering section. By the way, they were really good in that break. Cheerleaders came over. Now the inbound pass has got to be stolen. Stepping in front of it, driving it down the floor, taking it to the right side. Sean is going to be up, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Bowerly took a flop, tried to fall backward and trick the official, but Myron having none of it. It'll be Kinsey's second foul of the game, both of them here in the third quarter. And J.C. and returning again to the free throw line, and again in the person of Karina Johnson. She hit 1 of 2 a moment ago. This one is in. That is her fourth point of the game, makes it 24-22. 5:20 left in the third quarter. Karina sends this one up. It is off the mark. Rebound saved underneath by Taylor Schrick. Chargers are going to control down the basketball. Here's Lucy from 17. Knocks it in. So Lucy will knock it down. And we are tied at 24. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's been a great game. These two teams have battled just tooth and nail. It's a great rivalry. Here's a falling away shot. And a JCN foul is going to be inbounded down to the baseline. I think this foul is going to be on Carly. It will be her second. And JCN is going to get Riley Thompson back in the game. Coach Steve Noel for JCN has had basically six players that kind of had the makings of the starters that he wants. There's the inbound. Tigers all alone. Set shot three. Up, no good. Rebound. Followed up. Put back up and in by Addison Crockett. It'll be her first bucket of the ball game, putting her team back in front, 26-24. And then on the other end, a quick turnaround shot is going to be knocked down by Riley Thompson. And we're tied again at 26. 4.5 to go. Here's a little swing pass over to the left side, stepping down at the block. The shot is up, blocked out of bounds. It will be Atchison County basketball. 26-26, approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. I think it is fair to assume that this game is going to come down to the last possession or so. Here comes Kinsey. She gets doubled up and stops the kick out on top. The three shot, no. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Jason and Riley. Thompson coming up with it, lobs it down the left side, gets it there to Gwynn. Blattner in the corner, back out of top to Riley. Thompson will feed underneath. Here's Taylor, turns, shoots, off the window, it doesn't go. Rebound, another one for Kinsey Bowerly. She's having a huge game on the board. She's having an offensive game already with 13 points. And here's a really long three that she drains straight away from the top. Undefended, two steps above the 2-point or the 3-point ring. That was a college distance three. Here's JCN coming into the lane and a foul on the floor for the Tigers. More fouls coming up here as this game has gone on. The whistle is going to be on Addison Crocker, where it'll be her first three for ACCHF. JCN's going to bring it in. Little baseline jump shots, too strong. Bowerly with another rebound. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Atchison County with a basketball here at home, leading up by three. It's 29-26. Bowerly, another long three. That one is going to be off the mark. And the long rebound is going to be chased into the backcourt. Bowerly's going to recover it, give her another board. She will bring it across the timeline herself with a little left-hand dribble and work her way to the left side in front of her team's bench. Now the feed down to the block. On the floor one time, twisting, turning, getting the shot away, but it won't go down. JCN is going to rebound it away. And up the floor with the basketball is going to be Taylor Schritt. She'll feed it down the right side. Bring it back on top, and reaching in, we'll have an ACCHS foul. If that's on Kinsey, it is. That's a problem. Kinsey Bowerly has now collected her third foul of the game. All of them have come here in the third quarter, and the Tigers can really not afford to have her out of the game. And with that in mind, they are not taking her out of the game. We're still over 3 minutes to go in the third. Jump shot off the inbound is up and in. Taylor Schrenk with four. And it's 29-28. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shot goes on its way, won't go. Chargers rebound it down. JCN is running. Down the left side, quickly into the forecourt. Back out of top, it'll come to Taylor. Schrick feeds down to the left side of the lane. Shot's got to be blocked clean. And coming up in the basketball is Corey Wagner. Lady Tigers back up court with it. It is low scoring. It is high intensity. Here in this girls' game at Effingham tonight. 2:40 to go in the third. It's a one-point game. Corey Wagner for the Tigers over to Ava. She'll put up a three. No. Long rebound. Pull back down by Corey. She goes in, goes up, gets a two. Corey Wagner in double-figure scoring. 31-28 Atchison County. The feed underneath, the layup missed. Rebound out of play. Charger basketball. 2:18 on the scoreboard, clock to play in the third quarter. It's a three-point game. JCN trails, but they've got the ball. Looking to bring it in, comes way out on top to Schrick. Back over to the left side. Karina cuts into the lane, puts up a run-handed runner. No, rebound on the floor, and Bowerly with another rebound. Again, Kinsey has 16 points, and I'm not sure she doesn't have almost that many boards. On the up court, it's going to be knocked away, and it will be Atchison County basketball. Tigers are going to go to the bench, bringing Gracie Kimmy and Kaylee Foote back into the game. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Tigers with the ball, and they enjoy a three-point lead. Bowerly over here in the corner, kind of hiding, getting a little breath. Here's a shot from the top for Corey. It misses. Ava's shot is up and blocked. Corey comes down with a rebound, stops, leans away, puts it up and gets it in. Great game for Corey Wagner tonight, 33-28. And for the third time tonight, it is a five-point Lady Tiger lead. Here's the feed underneath to Lucy. Noel gets trapped. Four defenders surround her at the baseline. She cannot get it away to one of her undefended teammates on top, but it is going to go out of bounds off the Tigers. Minute and a half to go in the third. Jump shot up the inbound is up. No good. Bowerly with another rebound. Minute 20 to play. Third quarter. The feed comes into the middle. Foote has it, and two defenders collapse around her, forcing her to commit a travel. JCN will have it in play in the backcourt. Tigers are going to quickly retreat and set up their defensive unit. A minute 20 to go third. JCN going to get Riley Thompson back on the floor in the next dead ball. Lucy Noll lobs it over to the left side. Carly Porter. Now the cross-court pass all alone for three. A little wide to the right side. Offensive rebound put back up and short. Rebound. Cook comes down with a basketball for Atchison County. And charges reach in to try to steal it away and commit a foul. Whistle is going to be the third foul of the game now for Carly Porter. I suspect Carly coming out is in. No, not going to be Carly coming out. Quinn Blattner comes out, and now Carly comes out. Emma Marie Hernandez will re-enter the game in the last minute of the third quarter. ACCHS up 5. That equals their largest lead so far today. Driving in, Corey Wagner shot. No foot with the rebound and puts up a shot. It wedges. Now, I'm telling you, none of these officials are going to do it, but one of the Tiger basketball guys comes out as they're waiting for the game to get their game to get going, and he dislodges the ball. Now, I'm not saying anything about these officials, but they're not about to jump up there and try to knock that thing out. Here comes Jefferson County North. The feed, the shot blocked away out of bounds. Kinsey with the block. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. JCM looking to stay close. The inbound, the quick shot, the quick two. Riley Thompson has 6. 33-30. And inside a half a minute to go now in the third quarter. Again, you can just see this end coming. It's going to be so close. Ava Spear left side, Atchison County on offense. Pass is going to be batted away. It's going to go out of bounds into the Tiger cheering section to get across the way. And it'll belong to ACCHS. Who are they going to get to put this in play? And they're finally run Gracie over there. She'll bring it in. Thought she was going to go to Corey, but instead she goes down low. Foot has it. Shoots it up and in! How about that by Kaylee? 35-30. Here are the Chargers in traffic. Lucy shot, no. Follow shot, no. And that will end the third quarter. We've got a huge fourth quarter coming up for you to enjoy. Stay with us. After 3 in Effingham, Kansas, it's ACCHS Lady Tigers 35, Jefferson County North 30.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
ACCHS outscores JCN 16-14 in that third quarter and takes a 5-point lead into the fourth. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer-engineer. He's the magic man. Back at the KRadio Sports Studio, Tom Counts with you here, and after three quarters, the Lady Tigers have 2 players in double-digit scoring. Kinsey Bowerly with 16, and right behind her, Corey Wagner with 13. For JCN, no double-figure scores. Lucy Knoll, 8. Carly Porter, 7. Riley Thompson, 6 are their leading 3. Tiger basketball in the fourth quarter's underway. Driving in, Ava feeds over foot. Up and in! Make that Addison Crockett. Crockett for 4. Her 4th point of the game. And the largest lead of the night. Up 7 go the Tigers. Lucy, 2. No. Rebound. ACCHS. Here comes Corey Wagner. She'll drive into the lane. Push off with a forehand. No foul called. Here's a lob to the left corner. Ava Spear, the uncontested 3, is going to be too strong, and Lucy will rebound it down. Jefferson County North racing into the forecourt with a basketball. Lucy will go over to the left side, kicks it to the left side of the free throw line, gets banged around a little bit, and there's going to be the foul called. It's probably on Corey. It will be Corey Wagner's 2nd foul of the game and the 1st fourth quarter foul by either team. 7:15 to play in the girls' game. Just hit away here in the fourth quarter. Chargers are going to bring it in. Left side of the lane. Bring it out on top. 17-footer is up and a little bit short. Offensive rebound. Lucy follows it up. It's off. Rebound. Tied up. Jump ball. Yes. Didn't know how long they were going to let the thing be tied up before blowing the whistle, and they did. Possession arrow. Chargers. 37-30. ACCHS. JCN needs some help to get it in. Finally, we'll bring it into Karina. Johnson with a right-hand dribble around the horn. Here's a feed. Baseline jump shot. First bucket of the fourth quarter for JCN belongs to Carly Porter. And Coach Knoll is going to take a timeout, which we will enjoy with them. Timeout on the floor. It's 6:56 to go in the game. Atchison County 37, Jeff North 32.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
As we come back, we're down to 6:50 to go in the ball game in Atchison County coming into the forecourt. You can hear maybe in the background Coach Andrew Eckert for ACCHS talking to his team, and they have taken their foot off the pedal. Now as they, I say that, here's a three, and it's knocked down by Corey Wagner. The Tigers were being much slower and more methodical, and then with that open outside shot, Corey knocks it down. It's 40-32, the Tigers' biggest lead of the game. JCN down to the baseline, and as she drives toward the bucket, Gwen Blattner goes to the floor, and she has been fouled. The foul is going to be on Ava. I've got her for one, and the Tigers now for two. JCN will be inbounding it again. It'll be Taylor bringing it into the baseline, goes into the middle, and it's knocked away by Atchison County. A high-risk pass, and the Tigers are able to capitalize on that, stealing it away. And for ACCHS, an 8-point lead with 6 minutes to go. The shot by Corey, no. Followed back up by Crockett, no. But I think she's coming to the free throw line. The foul on Jefferson County North. It'll be the first foul of the game for Lucy Noel. And it is indeed going to bring Addison to the line. Her free throw, perfect. Nice touch. Addison Crockett is having a great game. She's a junior for ACCHS, having picked up her fifth point. This one, her sixth point, doesn't even come close to the rim. It falls right through the bottom. And a 10-point lead at 42-32. We are inside 6 minutes to go. JCN got his work cut out for it now. Down to the baseline, the long two. Nope. Rebound tipped around. Chargers are going to save it. Bounce it back on top. A near travel. A one-handed runner is too soft. Rebound coming down again. It's going to be Crockett. She has been really, really good here tonight for ACCHS. She's rebounded well. She's been on the board. She's got 6 points, and she's got her team with the basketball with a 10-point lead and 5:20 to go in the game. Ava Spear way out on the far side, and Coach Eckert is going to take a timeout. A timeout for the Tigers, Joseph, 5:20 to go in the girls' game. ACCHS up 10, it's 42-32.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
ACCHS basketball coming in play. Corey Wagner will take the inbound pass. Tigers with the ball. Tigers with a 10-point lead here at home on senior night. Corey skips it over to the right side to Ava. Spear looks into the middle, sees nothing she likes there, brings it back out on top. It'll go to Kinsey. Back over to the left side, McKenzie. Now the back door for Bowerly, or rather for Wagner, and reaching in to knock it free. Kendall Strick will commit the foul. For Taylor, it is going to be number three. It's So back into the game, we're going to get Gwen Blattner. She's going to rotate out with Riley Thompson. 5 minutes to play. Inbound it comes, and Farrell is going to have it locked out of her hand. She says, wait a minute, I didn't touch it last. The official says yes and then no. And hang on, we're going to get this thing settled. It is going to be Tiger basketball. So it was knocked out of her hand. Atchison County brings it in, and again it's going to be knocked away from Bowerly. And again, back down to the baseline. Tigers will inbound it. Corey Wagner will bring it in. 4:58 to play. They want Bowerly, can't get it there. Go to Ava. Little head fake, steps right side. Now kicks into the lane. The pass down low. It's going to be loose on the floor. It's going to trickle out of bounds. And again, the Tigers will have it back. Not a lot of time getting off the clock. Still 4:50 to go. But again, for JCN, any kind of a comeback is going to have to commence pretty quickly. And going to have to begin with a denial of points here. It comes into Bowerly. Her shot misses. And the rebound, Jeff North. Carly Porter will bring it down. And Carly will bring it up the floor. 4:44 to go. From the top, it's a three. On its way, no. Yes. It hits the back and then just kind of dies and falls down through the rim. And Karina has her seventh point of the game, and JCN going to take a timeout. Coach Knowles, seeing if he can coordinate a comeback effort. We're taking a break at 4:39 to go. Atchison County 42, JCN 35.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth County. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. As I'm shuffling through the season's games and scores, JCN and ACCHS have not played before tonight this season. So their only meeting of the year is on the final game of the regular season. Tigers have the basketball. Baseline shot. No rebound. Saved by the Tigers, and up and in again for Addison Crockett. What a game she's having. 44-35. 4:10 to go. For JCN, Lucy Noel brings it right. They'll go baseline. A little bit of a head fake. Now stepping inside, getting double teamed. Charges will drive into the lane. Pull up. Running jump shot is up. No good. And rebounding it back down is going to be Mackenzie Schultz. She'll kick it over to the right side and Corey. Corey will walk it up the floor. Inside 4 minutes to go. Now the upcourt pass is knocked away, and it's going to roll into the backcourt, and a pedestrian walking up the far sideline, kind of 1 foot inbounds and 1 foot out of bounds, has the ball bump into him. So at that point, he becomes, I guess, a part of the floor. And now the inbound to the Tigers, nearly botched, but they're able to recover it and bring it down the floor, and JCN is going to intercept the cross-court pass. Charges back up the floor. The dish over to the right side. The feed to the block. Lucy loses it, and Tigers are going to get it back. 3:20 to go. Even though they're not scoring, the Tigers are getting the advantage of, oh, here's a pass from underneath, and the shot is up and blocked, and we're going to get a JCN foul. I was just going to say, even though nobody's putting any points on the board, the Tigers have the advantage of seeing time elapse. Down to 3:19 to play in the game. And for Jefferson County North, it'll be the fourth foul by Tamer Schrick, and again, Addison Crockett at the line. This one does not quite go in. Addison with 8 points tonight, all of them in the second half. This one won't go in either, and rebound, Bowerly puts it up and in. 18 for Kinsey. 46-35. Now an 11-point Tiger lead at 3:10 to go. From the top, the long two, no. Offensive rebound, kick back right, baseline rainbow, no. Rebound on the floor, pick back up JCN, and as she goes up for the shot, Gwen Blattner will be fouled by Addison Crockett. Coming to the free throw line for JCN is going to be the sophomore, Gwen Blattner. And you got to understand that the Tigers started all seniors. The JCN has no seniors. They've got two juniors on the roster. It is a freshman and sophomore team. Second free throw, short. And the rebound is going to be wrenched free by ACCHS. So the first free throw good, the second one off the mark, and it is 46-36, 2:45 to play. Quickly around to the left side, the runner, it's up and good, Corey Wagner. 48-36. And pretty much every trip up the floor, ACCHS extends its biggest lead of the night. They're now up 12. And the ball is on the floor, tied up, jump ball, Tiger basketball. So JCN going to drop back on defense with 2:25 to go and finding themselves down a dozen. Corey takes the inbound. The upcourt pass is going to be batted and saved. Lady Chargers coming down with it. They'll go over to the right side, crossover underneath, skip pass to the left, the baseline three, nope. Rebound, Ava. Spear comes down with a basketball. Wagner brings it up. 2 minutes left in the game. Going to be a nice win for the Tigers here tonight. They will springboard them into a first-round playoff game at home. Here's a drive to the right side. Going in, plenty of steps. The shot is off the window and good. Corey Wagner, 50-36. And we've got a minute 40 to go. Ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll bog again to JCN. Taylor Schrick comes back in. JCN looks it into the corner. Goes baseline in traffic. Puts up a quick shot. Bowerly with yet another rebound. She's had a phenomenal game. Skip pass comes out on top. Down the left side. Here comes Corey. Into the lane. Scoops it over to the right side. JCN has got Mackenzie Scholes back out there. She'll handle the basketball in the right elbow. Looks into the middle. We're going to get a Tiger timeout. That was a good timeout by Coach Eckert to save his team from maybe a turnover right there as they were getting a little jammed up. Tigers taking a break. Timeout on the court with a minute 23 to go in the ladies' game. ACCHS 50. Jefferson County North 36.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Guys, game still on tap. It'll be coming right here in a little bit, so do not get away. And then, of course, the Care Radio Sports schedule continues with Benedictine basketball tomorrow. It's a couple of huge games with big implications for both the boys and girls teams in their postseason. It's a noon tip-off for the ladies and the guys at 2 o'clock. Benedictine hosting Grandview in the Nola Gym. Here's a steal. JCN down the court. Quick runner. It's up and good. Gwen Blattner with three. And now we're going to get a JCN timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. The score becomes 50-38. Tigers in front with a minute 10 to go in the game. So we were going to talk about that. We also got to talk about the fact that we get the ladies' game and then the guys' game here. And then after that, we're not done. No. We're going to have the high school basketball scoreboard show coming up this evening here on Care Radio. You got Jake and Boz, and they are going to bring you through the magic of radio, updates on all the scores, recaps from games all around the region. They're going to let you know how the league standings are about to wrap up, so they may be able to give you some kind of finals on that, and probably set you up with some postseason pairings that are being finalized with each game. So stick around. High school basketball scoreboard show right after hoops here tonight on CARE. Full court pressure applied by JCN. Tigers are going to get into the forecourt with Corey Wagner bringing it up. Gets it out on top, reaching in. We're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a foul, and it's going to be Lucy picking up her second. So Lucy, foul number two. Tigers are going to make an offense-defense switch as Carly out and Taylor comes back in. McKenzie will take that inbound pass. Bowerly will back into the middle. We're a minute to go. McKenzie Bowerly baseline running shot. It's up. It's good. Is it a bucket or is it on the floor? The foul across the arm, and it's going to be two free throws. A little confusing, but okay. This could be the third foul for Riley Thompson. Bowerly is at the line. Free throw short. See, she's 2 points away from a 20 tonight. She's still too short of a 20, but 18. It's a huge game. This one, 19. So Kinsey Bowerly makes it 51-38. 50 seconds to go in the game. At the baseline, the running shot. No rebound. Tigers and ACCHS going to take this thing down the floor and probably ice it down. I think Coach Noel is telling his team, you know, try not to foul anybody. We want you to play a good, aggressive, hard defense, but don't give them anything easy. Here's a shot running across the rim. Tigers still shooting. Here comes Jefferson County North off that defensive rebound. Taylor Schrick goes down, feet slow. Lucy for two. Timeout, Jeff North. Lucy Nolan, double figure scoring. The assist belongs to Taylor Schrick. And yes, Joseph, we're going to take this timeout. That'll be the last one to the ball game with 21 seconds to play. ACCHS 51, Jefferson County North 40.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Seconds left in the game. And ACCHS with an 11-point lead will be putting in a play from the backcourt. He comes into Corey Wagner. She'll get across the timeline. Have the ball stolen from her. Here comes Lucy Noel, left side, in, up, missed the driving layup. Follow rebound, up and missing. Follow rebound, up and blocked. And it's going to be a foul on Corey with 7 seconds left. It'll put Lucy on the line. Corey Wagner's third foul. Lucy Noel coming to the line. Lucy's had a good game. She's a double figures, has 10. A couple of free throws coming up here for her. And the freshman puts the first one up and in. 51-41. ACCHS is going to get seniors Elias Regaru into the game. Also coming in is senior Kaylee Foote into the game. It is senior day. Get those seniors out there. That's delightful. Second free throw for Lucy. So Tiger falls into the lane. It's going to be good also. So we're going to count that. It is 51-42. And Tigers are also going to get junior Addison Crockett back in. An opportunity for their fans. So now it's McKenzie Scholes coming off the floor. Up the floor, Rebecca Kaplinger. She'll walk it up across midcourt, and that's it. The final score tonight of the ladies' game, ACCHS 51, Jefferson County North 42. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas, where in game one of the night, it was ACCHS leading essentially from coast to coast. JCN scored the first two-point bucket of the game. Atchison County came down and scored a three, never trailed after that, winning it tonight by 9, 51-42. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Chargers, 12 points for Lucy Knoll led the way. Carly Porter with 9, 7 apiece for both Karina Johnson and Riley Thompson. A four-point game for Taylor Schrick, and with 3 was Quinn Blattner. For ACCHS, Corey Wagner hit the first bucket of the ball game and ended up leading her team with 20 tonight. Right behind her with 19, Kinsey Bowerly. An 8-point game for Addison Crockett, and 2 each for Gracie Kimmy and Kaylee Foote. So, first of all, I'm going to let you know that your Bank of Atchison player of the game, I'm going to tell you, in my mind, it's Addison Crockett. Addison was fantastic tonight. She's a junior, had a great game, so congrats to her. There are also senior night festivities going on, okay? So for senior night, it's going to be a little bit of an extended intermission between the two games as the winter sports seniors are being recognized with their families out here. So there's that occurring, and this is part of only one part of the reason there's such a great crowd here tonight. Certainly the game, no small bit of it, but seniors getting recognized. And then also later tonight, it is the 30-year anniversary of the ACC Test Championship basketball team, the guys' team. And so they are coming tonight and going to be recognized as well. So there you have it. That'll wrap it up for game one. Again, the final score tonight in the ladies' game, Atchison County 51, Jefferson County North 42. We'll be back with the guys' game. But right now, we're kicking it back for a while to Joseph and Akira Sports Studios.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.